Truff and Luke here just seen us.
Fucking hell.
I don't know what to say about it.
Oh, what have we not said? Oh, can we say we've not said already?
And I don't know what we can say without spoiling it, because as you know, this is spoiler free.
Yes.
This is spoiler free. And it is very difficult. Very difficult to describe this movie without it being spoiler free.
The thing we can say though is it's very Get Out. That's exactly what I could hear.
It's very Get Out.
I was about to say it's very Get Out, but it's not. It's like you watch Get Out thinking it was just a normal film, mm-hmm. and you walked out asking questions, whereas Jordan Peele's second film, you go in thinking, oh, I'm going to question everything about it.
Yeah.
And Jordan Peele knows that.
Totally, the expectations going into this film were completely... And obviously, we didn't know what to expect of Jordan Peele as a filmmaker when Get Out came out. Now we have these expectations set. And what I will say about going into this film is that Jordan Peele will meet the expectations you expect of him as a filmmaker, but he's also going to subvert them as well. So don't be thinking you're going to go into this film and get the exact same experience you're going to get with Get Out, because they are two entirely different beasts to grapple with. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't make us a worse movie than Get Out, I'd say.
I would say walking into this film, forgetting everything about Jordan Peele and Get Out and taking it on its own and going from there. But at the same time, question everything. Oh my god, man.
And what I'll say as well, we discussed the trailers actually when we came out of the movie.
Yeah.
The trailers are very much Russo style trailers, right. I think is how we'd describe them. Do not take the trailers for the word. They do give an overall feel of what he wants you to think the movie is going to be going in. Mm. And I think it's intentional, the things that he showed you in the trailer. I will say this, and we were discussing how we thought other people would react to this film.
Yeah.
We think people are going to react to this negatively.
Yeah.
I think, for me, part of the reason is because the trailer sets this up as a sort of pseudo-conventional horror movie with a sort of Twilight Zone twist.
Yeah.
Is very much more than that. Is there more that you think people will be disappointed with?
I think, as you say, people go in thinking one thing about it. As you say, it looks like a mirrored like family versus clone family.
Mm-hmm.
But as the film progresses, you realise it's not like that at mm-hmm. all. It's more of a literal rather than a metaphor kind of thing.
And there's like, in the sense, but I'd also disagree.
But it's also a metaphor.
It's also very much a metaphor. I would say with us, and I want to make it very, very clear that we both really, really like this film.
Yeah, definitely. I the more I think about it, the more I thoroughly realise how much I enjoyed it, because it's a film that doesn't let you watch it.
Yeah.
It makes you think, what does this mean? What does that mean? It wants you to ask questions. It leaves hanging seconds to where you're thinking, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, this will not reward the watcher who goes into it thinking, I'm just going to sit back and relax.
No, this is not a film you put in the background.
Yeah, you need to engage. You really need to engage with us, and you need to have your mind working the full time. Which, for me, 3 pints deep was not... I was like, I have to sober up very quickly going into this one.
It's just so... It's honestly, it leaves you speechless, but in a sense of you're not too sure how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, you can't, even if we could say spoilers, spoilers complicates it even more.
Exactly.
See, as a film on its own, it is fantastic. I think it's Peele's done what he wants, mm-hmm. like what's happened. You know what I mean? He wants audiences to leave and go, what have I watched? And think about it, talk about it, make a discussion about it, and make their own conclusions. And he's done exactly that. Like, me and you sat in a McDonald's fucking discussing this for an hour at least. I mean, if we are discussing that, the rest of the fucking world will.
Yeah, definitely. You need to go and prepare for that. I think we can dissect it in terms of, like, the raw sort of cinematic elements of it without spoiling anything.
Mm.
I would say that this film, cinematography-wise, is more beautiful than Get Out.
Oh, like, the budget's well higher, and it's just, it's more broader, I think. Again, Peele knew what he was doing with that. He knew what shots to take. He knew what he was doing. It does tend to follow the same kind of layout as Get Out. Like, a setup, credits, goes on. I think it's the exact same. He's got a...
He does have a footprint.
He does. Definitely. That's his thing. But Nothing like Get Out. Definitely. Nothing like it. He leaves the exact, not the exact same clues. He does leave huge clues, mm-hmm. but as I said to Truff, I think he's leaving a lot of false clues. Say, I think as much as I would, I might be talking shit, and I do believe that. But I think also he knows that people are going to be dissecting this scene for scene, mm-hmm. so he might have left like. Was it red herrings everywhere?
Yeah.
It might have just done that to throw you off, and really it just comes down to it's a 90-minute film.
See, and we had this sort of discussion at McDonald's, and I kind of disagree with your red herring theory, because I do think that, in a way, it is trying to give a middle finger to everyone who's going in this. It's like, ha-ha, right. You think there's going to be a message in this? Screw you, it's not going to be what you think. But I don't think that means that there's no message in the things that he's using as a tool for that. You know what I mean? I think they're messages in themselves, so you dissect them, which is very hard to say without going into the specifics of what they are. The one other thing I think we can say about this film is that it's littered with absolutely amazing performances. The acting in this film is amazing. I give a shout out to Winston Duke, who definitely shows that he's more than M'Baku from Black Panther.
He's absolute unit of a man, but like a unit in only some scenes and other scenes. He just seems like a normal guy.
He uses his physicality so bloody well in this movie.
I would also the wee boy, him, his like same way the girl played Adelaide.
Yes.
Maz.
Lupita Nyong'o.
She, as much as her performance is very flipped on both sides, is the wee boy, I think, I'm just realising this now, the wee boy's exact same. Mm-hmm. His counterpart is also fantastically done.
Yeah, and even with the daughter, we don't see as much of the daughter.
Ah, fuck her, but I didn't like her.
I will say that Lupita Nyong'o, she is the star of this film. The trailer sets it up as it is going to be equally about the family. It's very much the Lupita Nyong'o, Adelaide is the name of her character, it's very much her story, and I think that she carries the movie extremely well. There is a detachment you feel to her character. I do feel that serves the story, though. It's not as though she's not getting you emotionally invested. She's keeping a distance, and I think that's to the benefit of the story overall. You know what I mean?
110%. What leaves me thinking is, as me and you both discussed, there won't be answers to these questions that we have. And there will be theories. Like, there's still theories coming out, like Get Out, and that came out in 2017.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago. And I believe it's the exact same thing with us. I 100% believe that in 2 years' time, he'll bring out a third one, and he'll have some kind of Peel trilogy, and it'll just be fucked.
Yes. I want the Peel trilogy. I want to see an horror thing from him. He's got the Twilight Zone coming. He's producing the new Twilight Zone series, which, if we're getting stuff like this every episode, I mean, fucking come on, man. Like, I'll never smoke weed again, because this is the...
We do not promote drug use on this podcast.
Aye, we do. Go and smoke a ganja.
Drop us a 3 pints in. Let's just remind ourselves of that.
To wrap up, very high on it overall.
Very high on it on every sense of the world. But I think if you walk in this film thinking you're going to walk out an expert and knowing exactly what happened, thinking a lot. See if you walk out here and you know the answer to every single thing that happened. Mm-hmm. Mental, you're off your nut, right?
Yes. You're arrogant. an arrogant fool.
As a film, I loved it, but it's one of those, like, we've discussed it, and it's going to eat me up for the next week.
Yeah.
Of how much happened in it, and there's certain things here and there. There's a specific one thing that, like the deer in Get Out, means something.
That fucking deer, aye.
We don't know what it means, and it's still to this day we don't know what it means, and it's the exact same in us. It could mean nothing, it could mean something, but it's one of these films I think I'll be looking at theories for the next month, year, just because. Aye. And reading these theories and watching these theories, I still don't want to know the answer. I want to just see what people think, and you made the point of that it's just how people are going to perceive it.
Yeah, and I think that's what he wants you to do. I think he leaves this... Get Out has a very clear message, and it's very much about racial appropriation.
Yeah.
Essentially. And I don't think this has as clear-cut a message in it. I don't think you can come away saying this movie is about this. No. I think what it's going to be to you is whatever you sort of take away from this, I don't think you're going to get a wrong answer from it.
No.
And at the same time, I do think if you go in with your expectations, that's what I'm saying about expectations going into a film, the trailers have set up something, and you're going on knowing it's a Jordan Peele film, it's like you're saying, try and take everything out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because I do think you'll enjoy this movie more if you take it from what it is and don't try and impose these preconceived notions of it. Yes, go in willing to engage with that text individually, but don't go in thinking, how does this fit in? Like, we're sort of get what you're doing to the Jordan Peele canon. How does this fit into what I see in the trailer? Go in and take the movie in its own. Try and read the symbols that the movie's setting up. And this is going to be an absolute experience for you in the cinema. This is a movie. People are talking about, what's the difference between cinema and Netflix? Netflix is taking over the cinematic experience. Yeah. This is a movie I'm very, very glad that I've seen in the cinema.
Mm.
Very happy, because it very much lends itself to that sort of cinematic experience.
The music and the sound in it is honestly just phenomenal and just like amps it up to a whole new level. But I would be very curious to see if anyone has not watched any of the trailers, know nothing about the film, walked in and watched it on its own. Like, I would like to see their point of view on it. Like, as just a film without any deeper explanation, like, just the plot and how it is, without looking into it, how they perceive it, because I'm struggling, because I can't help but think about the deeper message behind it.
Our view in this movie, we love it overall, but to narrow down why is very complicated, and I think that's very fitting for this movie. It's a complicated film. It's not a straightforward film, and it's not even a movie that gives you a definitive, concrete answer.
Yeah.
So that's all we're going to say about us.
Go see it.
Yes, if this review is going to do anything for you, please go and see this movie, because I think Jordan Peele is a filmmaker who was not a one and done. He's very much an intelligent...
Oh no, he's showed that he can do it, and he proves himself definitely. Not that they ended doubting him after Get Out, but...
Yeah, Get Out's a masterpiece, but you're sort of thinking, is he a Shyamalan?
True. Sixth Sense. Like, it could have been...
Shyamalan followed up Sixth Sense and Unbreakable, so I suppose that's unfair, but... hopefully this isn't as Unbreakable, then we're going to get a shit one after this.
We'll find out after the Peele trilogy is finished.
Yes. Well, listen, guys, check us out. Spotify, iTunes, all the regular places. Get the lads at Full Time Football and all, go and check them out. And also, First Time Thrones is launching soon as well. Stay tuned for that. From myself, from Luke. See you later.
See you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.